I'd like to ask everyone right now to please give a warm welcome for Leo Nocentelli.
We have Craig Breyer on saxophone. And Eric Udell from the Blues Brothers. Dan Ackroyd on the guitar. We're going to kind of mix it up tonight. We're going to play. You know, we're all about the funk, you know what I'm saying? you know, we're capable of playing any kind of thing, but so we're going to kind of mix it up tonight. We're going to give you some funk, we're going to give you some New Orleans music. Incidentally, like Stan and I from New Orleans, so you're going to be hearing a lot of New Orleans stuff, you know, that I wrote for a group called The Meters, you know, for a bunch of years. Incidentally, I'm making this announcement from Boston. You're one of the first people to hear this. The original Meters are still alive. And we haven't played together in about 20 years, and we're going to play the New Orleans Jazz Heritage Festival this year, April the 23rd. Yeah. So I'm kind of happy about that, you know, especially from my pockets. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Thank you. You too kind. You too kind. Y'all all right?
Oh, yeah.
We want to thank the Regatta Ball for having us here. Even though I had to twist a few legs and bend a few arms back, you know. But hopefully, you know, after tonight, we'll be able to come back and give you guys some more music, you know. This song I had the pleasure of writing for the Meters that kind of started off the whole frenzy about syncopation, syncopated music, you know, that kind of Meters were responsible for exemplifying and, you know, showing the people with some new stuff. We didn't know, I didn't know what the hell I was doing back then, but hey, you know, it is what it is. But it's the kind, you know, syncopation is a concept, you know, it's a certain beat, certain groove, and this particular song here was the first time that a bass, you know, played a melody along with the guitar. And it was the first time that happened, you know, especially with R&B music. Now in jazz and different other kind of music, it was pretty prevalent, you know. It was common that a bass would play all over the place. But in R&B, you know, in R&B, I'm serious, man, in R&B and stuff like that, the bass just played one thing. And if he got away from that.
I wrote that.
Yeah, you wrote that. If the bass player got away from that, man, they'd shoot him, you know. But here's a song where the bass player is actually playing the melody, man. And back in 90, I'm talking about like in 70, 69, 70, you know. That's when this was occurring. You know? So, song called Sissy Strut, my play for it. Thank you. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, Teo. Yeah. The bad dude right here. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks, Teo. Thank you, Teo.
We're going to feature my man here. We're going to kind of ease it down a bit. The song, I don't do too many covers, you know. I've written like 6,001 songs, you know. And it's even, you know, you make what makes you really want to do them all the time and not do nobody else's because you get paid for them, you know.
Yeah.
But there's a favorite artist of mine by the name of Stevie Wonder that wrote so many songs, man. Yeah. He's bad. There's one particular song that I like to do. I came up with a kind of different arrangement for. A song called Jesus Children that features my man here on sax and a little bit of me. So, here you go. Thank you.
Mardi Gras time right now. Hip hop.
another show we're going to do. Stick around. Please come back. Thank you. On drums, we have Mr. Stanton Moore from Galactic. You guys get a big treat tonight. On saxophone, we have Craig Dreyer. That plays with everybody. Mr. Eric Udell on bass from the Blues Brothers. Dan Aykroyd, the guy. Anyway, like I said, the first set, we're basically a funk group, but because we're such great musicians, we can play anything. So we're going to mix it up a little bit and play some funk, play some rock, we'll play some jazz, we'll play some country and western, we're going to play some Jewish ballads. Huh?
Country and Eastern.
Country and Eastern. So hey, we're gonna have a smorgasbord of music here. Here we go.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm glad there's some new people here because it gives me a chance to play this song again. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, I'm going to go along with my speech. You guys who've been here for the first show, you know this speech already, right? It's about Sissy Strut. You know what I'm saying? About? You know what I'm talking? Anyway, there was a song that I wrote for a group called The Meters who I performed with for a bunch of years. Incidentally, we'll make an announcement. Whoever wasn't here for the first set, the original Meters. How many of you are familiar with a group called The Meters? Well, those guys include my three other guys include myself. Well, not include myself before, right?
Yeah, that's right. Excluding you.
Four people. Anyway, we're gonna play together for the first time in 20 years, man, at the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival. On April the 23rd. I'm kind of proud of that because I didn't think we'd ever do it, you know? When people, when four musicians together, people wonder why, why these guys break up and they can make so much money playing together again. But sometimes it's not about the individuals, it's politics. It's about who's handling you and say, oh no, somebody. No, you can't do this or you can't do that. So anytime you put somebody in charge of your legacy, sometimes it's cool, most of the time it's not. So I think the political aspect of it allowed us to, four guys that want to play together and make some money, we're going to do it because the politics was out this time, so it allowed us to do it. But anyway. There's a song that I wrote called Sissy Strut that kind of set an innovation in terms of syncopation. And another little story I'm going to tell you, it had to do with the bass player, the bass and the guitar, not him, but a bass. I mean, I don't mean that in a bad way, but I just wanted to make it clear because the bass player with the Meters, his name was George Porter, not Eric Udell. That's all I meant. Not that this is a bad dude over here. Anyway, it was the first time the bass player played a melody with the guitar, and in R&B music back then it was out of the question. You know, if a bass went anywhere other than they shot him. If he went any further than that, man, he either got fired or he got shot. So here's the bass playing the same.
Or both, right?
Or both.
Shock and fire.
And maybe not necessarily that order either. But
you're fired.
Yeah. But here's the bass playing the melody, man. That was like unheard of in 1969, believe me. It's like commonplace now. But this song, this particular song, kind of brought out that aspect of music. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Your eyes turn over, take your mind and control. Thank you.
Of all these people too. You see what he just did? Huh? He didn't even know the song we was playing. He didn't know the name. He knew the song, but he didn't know the name. You talking about the hype. Do what they bought, but they knew about that. Funky Miracle? Who said that? Who said that?
I said
Funky Miracle? Wanna do that?
Yeah,
okay,
sure,
we're gonna do Funky Miracle.